What kind of things do you do that's hard, and you do them anyway? Yeah, mate. Maths, yep. It's hard, and you're like, why am I doing this?
The washing, yeah.
Any other? Yep. Exams, true.
Putting up with my siblings.
Putting up with your siblings, yeah. Oof. Look, I don't know your name, but looking at your face, I see a bit of resemblance going on, so that makes sense. The two examples I thought of were brushing your teeth and getting needles. Oof, yeah, the needles one's a bit tougher than the other, isn't it? But you do them because you see that they're good for you, right? Well, particularly my two, I can't speak for the rest of them. You don't start out, no one ever starts out wanting to brush their teeth, but they keep trying at it and then eventually they do it every day. The same with needles. If you could have a choice, you probably wouldn't choose to go and get a needle. But you figure that getting the needle is actually good for you, and that's why you end up doing it. You know that if you get the needle, you won't get sick. Well, there's actually a lot of things in life that are like that. There's lots and lots of things that you do that you don't actually like, and you wouldn't actually choose to do, but when you see that they're good for you, you go, actually, it's worth it. It's a good thing to do. And today, I want to say that honoring your parents can be a little bit like that. And that's what I'm here to talk about, because I want to try and convince you, help you see that it's actually good for us. And that's what the fifth commandment is. We've already had it read, and it kind of seems pretty simple in some ways, doesn't it? It's honor your father and your mother. There's no like hidden tricks in there or anything like that. It's just straight up and down. Honor your father and your mother. But it has a little bit tacked onto the end of it. If you see there in the second half of the verse, so that you may live long and so that you may prosper in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Now, he's telling them that there's a particular point to this. And it's not just kind of a general kind of good or a random kind of thing, but actually that it's about they will live long and prosper. But actually, Deuteronomy as a book and as a section of law all has that tag attached to it. That if you do what God is asking you to do, speaking to the Israelites, if you do this, then you'll live long and prosper in the land. So if that's kind of attached to the whole law, why does this commandment get it in particular? As in, if you just look, look just below it in verse 17, do not murder. There's no little tag there about how that's going to keep you in the land. Do not commit adultery. There's no little tag about this is going to make sure that you stay in the land. But this command, command 5, honor your father and your mother, gets it in particular. So what makes it special compared to the others? Why does it get it? Well, if you think about Deuteronomy kind of practically, it makes a little bit of sense. Deuteronomy is one big kind of sermon from Moses to the people of Israel. They're all standing there and he's speaking to them, telling them that if you do these things, you'll remember God and you'll stay in the land. But these people in Deuteronomy, well, they're going to have kids, aren't they? And how are those kids going to know God? God spoke to their parents. So what about the kids? The parents, of course, are going to have to teach them about God if they're going to be able to know who God is and live long in the land. So if the kids don't listen to their parents, they've actually got no way of knowing about God. The parents are the only ones who know. If the kids don't listen, there'll be no one to tell them. And if they forget God, then they'll get kicked out of the land. And in Deuteronomy, it's pretty nasty about the things that can happen if they forget God, if they don't listen to him. So it's important to remember that this is actually to a people, right? A people group. It's not like us now. Now, you can come along to church, you can go to youth group. Your school probably even has Bible study kind of things that run. There's all sorts of different ways of hearing about God. But in Deuteronomy, there wasn't. There wasn't that many options. And so you can almost read it as, honor your parents, little Israelite boys and girls, and then you will know who God is, and you will live in his blessing. But you guys aren't little Israelite boys and girls. You're not Israelites. We now do have churches and youth groups and school Bible studies and all sorts of things. So what does that have to do with us? What do we do with Deuteronomy 5:16?
Well,
I'm going to invite you in your Bibles to flip over a lot of pages to Ephesians chapter 6. I borrowed one of the Bibles and it's on page 1079. So I'll give you a second to flip over there. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. All right, I can't hear much more flipping. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Children, obey your parents as you would the Lord, because this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may have a long life in the land. Sorry, that's the first three verses. So Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, Paul is quoting what we just read in Deuteronomy 5. And he's applying the same law to the Ephesians, to that church. And he's saying this is a good thing for them to do in the way that Christians relate to each other. So it can't just be about the law and the land. It can't just be about little Israelite boys and girls. The big point of the book of Ephesians is that all things are under Christ. That everything is being brought under him. He's the king over everything. The big point of Deuteronomy is that the Israelites in the law will remember who God is. In both cases, they talk about honoring your parents. And the point being that in honoring your parents, you'll remember to honor God. Or you will remember to honor Christ because he's the king over everything. In some ways, it's like you remember the relationship you have with God by having the right relationship with your parents. One of honor and obedience. Now, can I just say straight up that that's really hard. That's not easy. I haven't lived with my parents for a long time now, but I remember that being really hard. It's not a thing that you can just say and pretend it's going to work. My dad and I didn't get along very well at all. So when I was 15, if someone's just telling me, yeah, honor and obey your parents, I'd be like, yeah, mate, well, you come and live with him and you tell me how easy it is. It can be really hard. So I don't think this is selling some kind of perfect relationship with your parents or it's all just going to work out fine. That's not what it's doing. And that's not what I want to do. I don't want to just tell you it's all going to be perfect. That's not. But it is good for us. At the same time, it's really, really uncool. It's lame. It's not fun. It might even be like the total opposite of being lit or something, I don't know. At school, in particular, it can be really easy to dishonor your parents. It can be really easy to pretend like you don't actually care what they think or you don't care about them. I think especially if you have brothers and sisters, right? I have two brothers, two sisters. It can be really easy to grumble with them about your parents. Now, your parents might not hear that, but God certainly does. And also you hear it. You get used to doing it. I think what instead we should be trying to do is to think about how we can encourage our parents, how we can be grateful for them, how we can build them up. I mean, it might sound really strange to you, but one of the things that I realized as I got a little bit older was that my parents get sad and they can't do all the things. Sometimes they need a little bit of encouragement. They need to be cheered up just like we do. I think it's easy to pretend like they don't matter. But the same culture that pretends like its parents doesn't matter is the same culture that pretends that God doesn't matter. And that's really dangerous. So, what does honoring our parents actually look like? I just talked a little bit about how you want to encourage them and remember that they're real people. But what does it actually look like to honor them? Or, as Ephesians 6 put it, to obey them. What is that going to look like for us? So I thought about three particular things that are a little bit tricky with this. And so I want to think about the tricky things, and hopefully that will help us understand what it actually looks like. Okay? Tricky thing number one. Am I a child forever? Am I bound to obey my parents forever? The short answer, yes. The long answer, also yes. But we'll talk about it a little bit more. So, I'm 27. Some days I feel like I'm 1,000. But even if I was 1,000, I'd still be my parents' child. My mum and dad, they're still my mum and dad, and I'm still their kid. But it doesn't mean that the relationship stayed the same from when I was 2.5 to when I'm 27/1,000. It changes a little bit. So I think the way that it changes, two passages that are really helpful that are in 1 Timothy 3, or in 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy 3 is where we're going to start. 1 Timothy 3 talks about overseers. And it talks about an overseer is to be someone who manages their household well, and that means having their children under control. The upshot of that is that the biblical expectation is that if you're in your parents' household, you're under their control. Oofed. While you live with them, you obey them. Two chapters later, 1 Timothy 5:4, Paul instructs children to care for their elderly parents. So as you get older, you care for your parents. That's how the relationship starts to change. You're still trying to honor them. In one of them, you're obeying, and one of them, you're caring for them. So I think, what does that look like? Well, for us, if we're still living with our parents, it means we obey them. But it means we have an eye towards looking towards caring for them. Now, that might seem like a long way off. For some of you, it will be a long way off. Now, because I have really old siblings, it means that I have to be thinking about caring for my parents a little bit earlier. Like, how old's my dad now? My dad is, believe it or not, he will be 75 this year. That's probably older than some of your grandparents. So, how are we going to care for our parents? Well, look out for them. When they get sick at home, do you care for them? What about when they get stuck with something? Do you help them out? Maybe you could do the shopping for a week. I don't know, some of you with pee plates, that's easy. Or what about cooking a meal or something? Cook a meal for your parents. That's a way to care for them when they're sick. That's a way to think about honoring them. But I want to ask you, really, you're going to need to work this out. How are you going to care for them? How are you going to show them that you care? I don't know, that could be, depending on who you are, that could be just telling them that. That could be writing a little note. Could be giving them a hug. Something like that. How are you going to honor your parents? Okay, tricky thing number two. So I want you to remember that yes, you're always your parents' child, but that relationship will change a little bit. You'll go from obeying them until you move out, and then it'll look more like caring for them. Tricky thing number two. What about when your parents go against God? I think that's the real tricky one. Often people ask, how do I honor God and my parents? It seems like I'm trying to serve two masters, and that's impossible. How do I please both of them? Well, I want you to remember this next bit. If you forget everything else, I want you to remember this bit. The way that you honor your parents is by honoring God. The whole point, even from the fifth commandment and Ephesians 6, the point is that you remember God. So you honor your parents by honoring God, and you honor God by honoring your parents. I know that's a little bit confusing. That's two things at once. But remember, honoring God is the point. Okay? Honoring God is the point. And I actually think that you honor your parents by honoring God. God is the one who gets to define what honor looks like. Okay? God defines that, not your parents. You want to obey your parents, you want to honor them, but it's actually about honoring God. Now, the upshot of that, you can honor your parents even if it makes them grumpy, even if it upsets them. Now, I'm not saying that you should go around trying to upset your parents. That's not what it is, right? But if your parents go against God, God has to trump. Now, I think those two points are particularly of value if your parents aren't Christian. So my dad's not a Christian. And I found it really comforting, encouraging to know that I could honor him as I honored God, even if he disagreed with me, even if he thought it was the wrong thing to do. If the point of it is to honor God, even when my dad tells me to do things that God says that I shouldn't do, I can say no to my dad, but still bring him honor. Because me, as a godly child, am bringing honor to my father. What an honor it is for my dad to have a child who is godly. The same thing is true for your parents. What an honor for your parents to have a child who is godly. Tricky thing number three. This is the real tricky one. It's hard, it's constant, and we don't want to do it. I think this is where we need to remember that it's good for us. It's really good. To learn obedience and perseverance, to learn how to put God first. That can be really tricky to think about. How do I do this in life? Especially when you're younger and you're like, man, what is that? Even? People keep talking about having Jesus as king, Jesus as king. Well, what's that going to look like? I think it means, in this case, honoring and obeying your parents. If we can learn how to honor our parents, we'll be better equipped to know how to honor God. Because that's what he's asking us to do. That's why it's good for us. That's why it's like a needle. That's why it's like brushing your teeth. Is that it's actually good for us. It grows us in our godliness. It helps us to follow Jesus. Because we are choosing to honor God instead of just doing what we want to do. Because the point of all of this is to honor God. That's the most important thing. But if you're going to honor God, I just want to remind you, the most important and first way to honor God is to trust in Jesus. God sent Jesus to die for your sins so that you could be saved. And he calls us to honor and obey him by trusting Jesus. So it's trust Jesus. If you haven't done that, that's where it needs to start. It's trust Jesus and honor your parents. And in doing both of those things, you're honoring God. Now, I think when it gets hard, and honoring your parents will be hard at times, we want to look to Jesus because he's our example and he's our encouragement. I want to remind you, and I think Jesus will continue to remind us, that it's not our obedience that saves us. It's not our honoring that saves us. It's not how good you treat your parents. It's not how good you are at school. It's not how many rules you didn't break. It's actually because of Jesus' honoring his Father and his obedience to his Father that means that we can be saved. Our obedience, our honoring our parents is meant to remind us of what Jesus has done. It's meant to remind us of our relationship to God. Jesus, he didn't obey his parents and then grumble. He didn't sulk as he took to the cross. He didn't get in a huff when he was beaten, betrayed, and killed. He said he would do it, and so he did it. Jesus gets it. He knows how hard it is. He's been there and he's done that. He's our example, but he's also our hope when we fail. Because Jesus obeyed, we've been saved. And so we seek to honor and obey our parents because we want to honor him and honor God. So, honor and obey your earthly parents, remembering God, remembering your heavenly Father, and trusting in the obedience of his Son Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your Spirit that changes us and helps us to obey. Please help us to obey you and to honor our parents. Please remind us when this is hard and it hurts, of the example of Jesus. Please strengthen us to follow him always for our good and for your glory. In his name, amen.